Here's a finding that took me a few minutes to fully process when I read it. Astronomers have confirmed the discovery of what they're calling a mega-Earth, a rocky planet with 23 times the mass of Earth, that by all existing models of planetary formation should not be a rocky planet at all. At that mass, the planet should have accumulated enough hydrogen and helium from the surrounding protoplanetary disk to become a gas giant, like Neptune or Uranus. It didn't. It's rocky, dense, and solid, and scientists are now working to explain how that's possible.
The implications for planetary science are significant. Our models of planet formation, the core accretion model specifically, predict that once a rocky core reaches somewhere around 10 to 15 Earth masses, it triggers a runaway gas accretion process that inevitably produces a gas giant. This planet at 23 Earth masses blew past that threshold and apparently never triggered the runaway. The proposed explanations include the possibility that its host star stripped away the atmosphere after the planet formed, or that it formed in a gas-poor environment where the accretion material simply wasn't available. Neither explanation is fully satisfying yet.
What this discovery actually does is reveal how much of our planetary science is built on models derived from a sample size of one, our own solar system, and then extrapolated to the universe. We've now confirmed thousands of exoplanets, and many of them are in categories that simply don't exist in our solar system. Super-Earths and mini-Neptunes are actually the most common planet types we've found around other stars, but we have nothing analogous in our own solar system to study up close. So we're constantly revising our formation models to account for a universe that keeps producing things we didn't predict.
That's a good segue into our "what if we're wrong" exercise for today, and I want to apply it to what might be the most confident claim in our episode, the Bitcoin story. The dominant assumption in crypto markets right now is that the Clarity Act passing will unlock substantial institutional adoption and push prices significantly higher from the current $71,000 level. The market is already pricing in a meaningful probability of this outcome. But what's the strongest case that this thesis is wrong?
Let me take that on. The institutional adoption thesis has been the just wait argument for Bitcoin for about a decade, and each wave of regulatory clarity or institutional access, ETF in 2024, custody rule changes, and now the Clarity Act, has been framed as the catalyst that finally unlocks massive new capital flows. And each time, the capital flows have been real but smaller than predicted. The assumption embedded in the current price action is that the Clarity Act removes the last major barrier for institutional allocators. But what if the barrier isn't really regulatory anymore?
True for that alternative to hold.
A few things. First, it would require that the remaining hesitancy among large institutional allocators, pension funds in particular, is driven not by regulatory ambiguity, but by fiduciary duty calculations that don't change with the Clarity Act. A pension fund board that believes Bitcoin is too volatile or too speculative for their liability profile isn't going to become a buyer, because the CFTC now has clear jurisdiction. Second, it would require that the current price already reflects a significant portion of the expected institutional inflow, meaning the buy the rumor, sell the news dynamic could produce a correction once the bill actually passes. Third, it would require that the macroeconomic environment between now and institutional deployment remains favorable, which is far from guaranteed.
So what's the indicator to watch?
Concrete institutional filing data from the 13F disclosures that come out 45 days after quarter end. If major pension funds and sovereign wealth funds start appearing as new Bitcoin holders in those filings over the next two quarters, the thesis is working. If the ownership base remains concentrated in the same hedge funds and retail investors it's always been, the Clarity Act may have moved price without meaningfully expanding the buyer base. That's the divergence to watch for: price up, but buyer diversity flat or declining. That pattern would be a warning sign that the move is fragile.